This is what's trending today. The last time this many people were talking about Iceland was in June, when the small country's soccer team defeated England in the Euro 2016 tournament. People were talking about players like Sigurdsson and Sigthorsson, who each scored goals in the game. Now, many people are talking about Johansson, that is, Gudni Johansson, the president of Iceland. Johansson recently visited a high school. One of the students asked him what he thought about pineapple on pizza. According to the Guardian newspaper, Johansson answered questions on a range of topics, including his favorite soccer team. Turns out, it is Manchester United. He also said he was fundamentally opposed to pineapple on pizza, and he would ban it if he could. After the news of his opposition to pineapple made news around the world, he clarified his position on his Facebook page. Johansson wrote, "I like pineapples, just not on pizza." He then explained that he was glad he did not have the power to ban pineapples from pizza. He said he would not like to live in a country that allowed its president to pass laws just because he did not like something. People are still talking about pineapple on pizza, however. They wrote messages on Johansson's Facebook page in both English and Icelandic. One person wrote, "Thank you for saying out loud that pineapples shouldn't be allowed on pizzas." Another wrote, "I love pineapple on pizza, but I applaud your attitude to government." And still another endorsed his support of Manchester United. One radio program in Canada interviewed Sam Panopoulos. He is a Greek immigrant credited with adding pineapple to pizza. He said, "In the 1950s and 1960s, nobody in Canada was eating very much pizza, and no one was mixing sweet and sour flavors." Panopoulos said, "It was plain, plain food." But after he started putting pineapple on pizza, everything changed. Pizza became more interesting. He sold pineapple pizza at his restaurant in Ontario, Canada, for the next 40 or 45 years. "You can put whatever you want on it, and everybody eats it," he said. Now we can thank the president of Iceland for the lesson on the history of pineapples on pizza. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedell.